This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And this morning we are talking with Dr. Christopher Weber, who we've been talking with all month long about allergies and asthma. Good morning, Dr. Weber.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Yourself?
Thank you.
Doing well, thank you. It's been a busy month.
It's been a very busy month, and so much information that you shared with us, valuable information. And like we've talked about, Dr. Weber, of course, allergies can contribute to asthma, and we also touched on some people may not even know they have asthma, and some people may have uncontrolled asthma. So how do you know some of the symptoms of uncontrolled asthma?
Yeah, that's a very big point that I want to get across today. When I talk to a lot of people with asthma, and I ask them if they're controlled, they say, well, if I have symptoms and I use my rescue inhaler and it works, then I must be controlled. Really, the mindset needs to be shifted ahead of that to where if you're controlled, you shouldn't need your rescue inhaler much at all. In fact, there are four simple questions that we can often ask our patients to see if they're controlled, and I'm going to go through those right now because anyone who's listening, if the answer is yes to any of these, it might suggest the asthma is not well controlled.
Okay.
So the first question that I ask is, do they have shortness of breath or do they need their rescue inhaler more than 2 times per week?
Okay.
If they need it less than that, it's fine. If it's 2 or more per week, then that might suggest asthma is not controlled. Second question is, do they wake up in the middle of the night or early morning with symptoms more than 2 times per month? The third question is if they get refills of their rescue inhalers, more than 2 rescue inhalers per year, or if they have more than 2 steroid bursts per year, that would suggest their asthma is not controlled. And then the last one, which is really important all year round, but definitely in summer as the weather is getting nicer, is if they have any activity limitation due to asthma, that all suggests the asthma is not optimally controlled and that we could do better for them.
And then, so that means, obviously, if people are going, wait, that's me, and like you're saying, there are better treatments, better ways to help get this under control.
Absolutely. When, as we've kind of talked about this whole month, the way to look at allergies and asthma is really a connected system, and it's called the one airway hypothesis, and the easiest way to remember it is the only part of the lung you can touch is if you pick your nose. It's kind of gross, but it gets the point across, and that the nose down to the lungs is all one airway. So the first treatment option is to really try to treat allergies. That can reduce airway inflammation and make your asthma better to treat. But from there, we often start inhalers like inhaled steroids, which reduce inflammation, or inhaled, muscle relaxers, which open up the airways. Mm-hmm. Both of those are very effective treatment and are not scary. A lot of people think steroids are scary to use. In this case, most of them are not absorbed in the bloodstream. They just stay in the lungs and do a great job to control asthma.
Interesting. Well, and it's got to be, I'm sure, refreshing for somebody who, like you just defined, Dr. Weber, who has uncontrolled asthma to go to, wait a minute, there are options.
Absolutely.
And are there any new advancements that you're seeing in the treatments for asthma? Because I'm sure it's always evolving and changing.
Right. Actually, this is a very exciting time for asthma treatment, particularly for patients who have really severe asthma or who haven't been able to be controlled. A lot of asthmatics have gotten to the point where they've kind of maxed out their medications and they rely on steroid bursts like prednisone, multiple times a year, and their asthma is just severe and not controlled. Those can lead to a lot of long-term side effects. So we have a new class of medications called biologics, which are usually used for the severe asthmatics, and the whole concept is you use your own body's immune system to help attack the things that are causing your asthma. So it's your immune system helping you attack your own asthma. There are a lot of options available at DaVita Medical Group. We actually have pretty much every option that is on the market right now based on what's best for the patient. So it's just really exciting, and what I want to get out there to all the patients are that if you have severe asthma, if you've been living on steroid bursts, you don't have to anymore. Mm. We've got options. Go see an allergist. Go talk to someone and see what options we have available to help you and just feel better.
And Dr. DaVita has several locations in the Colorado Springs area. Which one are you at?
We are at the Medical Center Point location for the allergy clinic.
And of course, if you have a question for the Dr. Weber or the other doctors with DaVita Medical, just go to KRDO.com. Look under the radio tab, click on Ask the Doctors. You can send your question there. And if they want to reach out and say to you, Dr. Weber, and schedule, how can they do that?
The best way to do that is to start at our website at www.davidomedicalgroup.com/CO, and then just kind of follow it from there.
Perfect. Dr. Christopher Weber, it's been so much great information this month. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
641 on KRDO's Morning News.